Welcome to another episode of the book show, Cracking the Spine. I am Josh.
For the 86th time, episode I'm Sean.
86.
I'm Zane. I always go in the middle.
Not this time.
That was the end, yeah.
All right, well, thanks for listening.
Great show.
See you later.
Email, Facebook.
I'll be sure to edit a show in there somewhere.
Just use old, like...
Do you guys remember when this happened?
Dude. Oh, a clip show would be amazing.
Totally do a
that
clip
sounds
show.
Sounds like so much work for Josh and no work for anyone else.
That's right? True. It would
yeah,
be
we
that.
Should do like four of them in a row.
Yeah.
Easy there, Seinfeld.
Seinfeld never did a clip show. Oh, yes, they did.
They did at the end.
Yeah, they were good. They were good, too. Thanks, Dan. Josh, what are you reading?
Oh, man. So much stuff.
BuzzFeed listicles?
Zane gave me a book to borrow last week.
Are we pretending like a week has transpired?
Yeah, and we're not recording this right after the other episode.
Guys, full disclosure.
I have not yet finished M.R. Carey's The Boy on the Bridge from last week.
Multiple episodes in one night.
Right. One magical night.
So this is the part where we pretend... Like, time has transpired.
I'm just saying.
I live in an endless time loop of, like, pretending time hasn't transpired. It's like my whole life.
We're talking about, like, time and stuff a lot tonight.
Right?
Yeah.
Josh and I will get into that a lot.
In the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. Yeah, see?
So we're talking about the first segment if we're not talking about what we're reading.
Oh, God.
Well, I think we still should talk about what we're reading.
Okay.
We shouldn't assume that everyone
is listening to these things back to back. You know what I got recently, you guys?
What?
Last week from my mom. This is true. My mother volunteers at a thrift store.
Oh, cool.
Like a charity thrift store.
Yeah.
And she will often bring me books that she gets from the thrift store. And often, I don't want them. And in fact, not because I don't want the books, but because I'm running out of space to put them. And I joked with her recently that, like, the next time, instead of bringing me a book, you have to bring me a bookcase. Ha ha ha.
And she did.
No, she didn't.
Oh.
What she brought me was three issues of Muppet Magazine.
Oh, yeah. I saw the...
Yeah,
did
I
you
saw
put
that
the picture?
I put a picture on Instagram.
Yeah.
Of the cover of the summer of... And it's... They're quarterly. It's a quarterly Muppet Magazine.
I did not know that.
Well.
Now you do.
The one that I posted was from, it was the summer issue from 1985.
That's why it's a Bruce Springsteen.
It was Kermit Frogstein.
Sorry. Kermit Frogstein.
And I also have another one. The cover picture is Animal with Mr. T.
Oh my God. An evergreen cover, if there ever was one.
And the other one, the third one is, farts, I can't remember. But I have three issues of Muppet Magazine. And much like, I don't know if you guys have ever experienced this. I know you're not, I don't want to say you're not old enough for it. But
oh, here we go.
To discover an old VHS tape in your house.
Yeah.
Where
never
you recorded a TV show.
Never done that.
Yeah, I used to do it with all kinds of stuff.
What's a TV show?
You mean a Netflix show?
Actually, what I opened with was, you guys know what I'm talking about.
You mean like a YouTube show?
The thing that's fun to discover from the past isn't necessarily the content that you thought you wanted.
Okay.
It's the advertisements.
Yeah.
Yep.
Dude, I love old commercials.
Right? That's what I mean.
Yep.
Like when you find an old VHS tape, it's not about the show. It's not about the episode of Step by Step where Cody found a joint
in
the locker.
That's a good
friend
one.
Of mine had a VHS of Wayne's World that he recorded off of HBO.
Nice.
Like many, many years ago. And at the end was like all these HBO like bumpers for like comedy specials and stuff like
Dude,
that. And like old HBO promos. And it was, we always like sat through the credits and watched the end because it just, it would just instantly transport you back. Like you were like, oh my God, it's like 1994 and I'm watching this again. Like it's amazing.
Full page print ad in this Muppet Magazine for Kenner Star Wars toys.
Yeah, 85, man.
Dude, and it's Return of the Jedi. And it's like, it's everything.
Did you come
it's
over to my house? You've never been there. I have them.
I've been to your house. I just wasn't invited in.
Well, you had Zane even. Zane
no,
and
I know.
Dan
yeah,
haven't
yeah.
seen it. It's all out. I got a display case, everything.
We have the Star Wars toys?
Yeah.
The last time I saw it, it was a pile.
I have a shitload of them.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Can I come over and play?
No. There's like a whole room of them.
They're in a case, Sean. They're mint.
Oh, you're like that. Okay.
Yeah. A serious collector.
Anywho.
Of toys. Of children's toys.
My favorite thing about the old HBO was the original, shifting gears, was the original, like, pre-movie HBO thing where they the fly over the model. Yeah. Oh. Oh my god. That's instant childhood. I'm like watching a movie.
Dude, that star. Actually, I remember watching on HBO a making of special
about how they did that
opening.
Well, that's when HBO was like, we need shit to show.
They desperately needed content.
Did you guys have the cable box that was the slider?
No, my grandparents. No.
It was like a manila box that had, it was like 30 channels, and you just slid this like.
No. My grandparents had the box, and it was, I still remember, like, silver buttons, and it was like wood grain because it had to match with like your fucking television, which also was wood grain.
We got cable like a couple years after everyone else because my parents lived out in the boonies.
Yeah, they still do.
They still do. I mean, they live in the same house, but they didn't run cable out there until like years later. Yeah. So it was like by the time we got cable, like stuff had like caught up.
There were airplanes.
We had cable fucking early in my house.
Yeah. I had it late. I didn't get it till we moved to where I live now by myself. But I watched MTV at my grandparents' house, and I remember vividly watching Back to the Future whenever it was on, like obsessively, and The Hobbit,
the animated Hobbit.
Yeah. And like I was obsessed with that shit. And Dino Saucers on the Disney Channel.
I've never heard of that.
Dino Saucers!
We didn't have the Disney Channel.
Oh yeah, I see. Dude, Kids Incorporated.
We had HBO Prism. Kids Incorporated wasn't Disney Channel.
Wasn't it? Tim, do you remember what it was?
I don't remember.
It was Disney Channel.
So it turns out we can talk about stuff without having read books.
There are other things! This is my favorite episode of all time!
Josh had something to talk about.
Right?
So nice.
Looks
for
like
him.
We made it. Kids Incorporated. Oh, man. Who was on that? Was it Fergie? Wasn't Fergie on that as
really?
A child?
I'm gonna look it up.
I think it was Fergie.
Look it up during the break.
I had a mad crush on somebody on that show when I was like 5.
Hey Siri.
Oh god, what the Siri?
Jesus.
Yes.
Kids Incorporated.
Jerry Maguire.
One possibility I see is Clubhouse for Kids Only Incorporated on North Shugan Road in Solbury. Is that the one you want?
Now they know where we do the show!
No, we're good. Thanks, Siri.
The second is Kids on North. Okay.
The second is Zane's address, which is right here. What is it? Are you looking it up?
I am looking it up.
But she's not doing it in a way that
I'm telling you,
audio podcast
Fergie.
Would know.
Sarah Ferguson.
It was on the Disney Channel.
It was on the Disney Channel. Okay.
The show aired in syndication from September 1st, 1984 until 1986, and on the Disney Channel from 86... till 94.
That's when I remember it in that time frame.
Maybe because it was
so
it
reruns
was
aired on the Disney Channel until 1996.
Who's the cast?
What's her name? What's Fergie? We went on vacation with her. How do I not know her name?
Oh, Stacey Ferguson.
Stacey Ferguson.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. I didn't think she was that old.
She's like your age.
Okay.
So super old.
Damn, dude. When we
Kidding.
Born, like, 1802.
Yes, I was born in 1802.
Damn.
During the War of 1812.
Wait.
Yeah, that's how
Did
time
you save
works, Josh.
The Dolly Madison from the fire?
Nope, we just made cupcakes.
I feel like we could wrap up this segment.
You think?
Oh.
I think we could keep going.
I think we got a whole new show.
Let's take a break.
All right, well, Zane wants to take a break, so let's go. Welcome back. Zane said the break could be over, so we're back again for segment 2 of episode 86 of Cracking the Spine. I'm Same with my name?
Sean.
Sean. I'm Sean.
Spelled S-H-A-W-N.
Oh. Funny story about that. We'll get to that in a second, though.
Oh, God.
Because, no, it's true. It's funny.
Ba-dum-bum-bum. I'm Zane.
I'm Sean. Josh.
So, at my work, we have IT people who come and, like, help when things go wrong.
That stands for Internet Technologist.
Okay. Information technology.
Mm-hmm.
But
that too.
I sit next to a printer. Actually, I sit next to three printers. And they break often. And a lot of times people on my floor will ask me what's wrong with the printer. And I will often say, I don't know, because I don't work on the printers.
Right.
But I'm the only one that really will submit tickets to the help desk to get them fixed.
Okay.
So one of the people who works for the help desk will come up and, like, talk to me and, you know, because I'm friendly.
Yeah.
And fix them. And then he will email me that the problem has been solved.
Right.
And in line in the email – so in order to send an email in my company, all you have to do is start typing somebody's name. And it, like, comes up if they're – if they work – like, if you type Z-A-N, Zane's right. name would come up. So in order to send me an email, you have to type my name.
Assuming Zanzibar is not working that day.
You're right. In order to send me an email, you have to type my name.
Uh-huh.
Also, when I send emails, my signature and everything in my email – spells my name correctly.
Yeah.
This guy from IT, every single fucking time he sends me an email.
Yeah.
In line in the email spells my name S-H-A-W-N.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I sit next to a woman named Kara.
Right.
Who recently received an email from this guy.
C-A-R-A.
K-A-R-A.
Ugh.
And again, have to type her name. And hit in line to her in the email said, "Hi, Kimberly."
You think he does it on purpose?
That's what we were talking about, actually.
Yeah, he does it on purpose.
Anyway.
He does it on purpose.
Zane, what are we talking about?
We're talking about...
Hurry, get it. Hurry, look it up. Get it. Hurry, go. Zane.
Hey, Siri.
We're talking about film and TV adaptations.
It's something that we've talked about before, but wasn't it?
Would you like to read the email, Sean?
I would love to.
It's revisited, baby.
It's an email from, I apologize if I'm going to mispronounce this, but it's from one of our international listeners from Poland. It's from Agata Dobrowolska. I'm certain I butchered it, and I apologize.
You got to get that accent going.
Do you want me to read it in an accent?
No.
I'm going to read the email.
Nope.
Just read the email.
Don't do it
in regular how you talk.
All right,
fine.
Hi. Crikey. I love your podcast. I started listening to it recently. I just finished the 69th episode.
Boy, that's a fun bit. Are we done with it yet?
Did you write the I did?
No, he did not.
Oh, is it?
I don't know. Is Agata a he?
That sounds like a female name to me.
I don't think it matters one way or the other.
It doesn't.
Cracking the Spine got me reading again. I had a few more like 10 years of reading one or two books a year.
Mm-hmm.
Is this from Josh? This year, I already read 6. Currently, I'm reading Devil in the White City by Eric Larson.
He's trying to beat me!
It's something I would never pick up on my own, but I'm glad I did. Because of your podcast, I added some books to my to-read list, like The Fireman by Joe Hill, or Horror Store by Grady Hendrix. Both great reads.
Yeah, yeah.
Binge listening to your podcast comes easy because I have a 45-minute commute by bike to work. Holy shit, people do that?
That's good for you.
Fucking Europe, man. That's why I also read 3 books of Game of Thrones last year. I listened to the audiobooks. You already touched on the subject, but I really wanted to add something. Even though I have all the books of Game of Thrones in paperback, I prefer to listen to it narrated by Roy Dotrice. Something about his voice makes me imagine the described world even better. We've talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
I have a topic suggestion for you. It's something that I brought up in my friends' circles a few times, and I'm curious of your opinions. Watching – now, here's the wrinkle, guys. Here's where it gets a little different than what we've talked
about.
Okay,
I'm ready.
You ready? Zane, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Zane doesn't like me holding her phone.
I do not.
Yeah, it's very nerve-wracking.
Watching a movie/TV series adaptation of a book before reading it versus reading a book before seeing the movie. Agata.
Mm-hmm.
Personally prefer to watch the adaptation first. I did that with The Hunger Games and Game of Thrones. My reasoning behind this is if I like the movie, then the book is going to expand the described world. I found that if I do the opposite, read the book first, I don't like the adaptations that much. It's getting a small world you're interested in and expanding it by reading about it versus getting the whole world and then reading only a piece of it. which I think is a really interesting way to look at it, which is not something we've talked about before.
That's a good point, and I agree with that.
I totally do, too, because I've always come down on the side of you have to read the source material before you see the movie.
I never think that. But I find that if I do that, I do not like the movie as much because I'm like, you're putting yourself in an automatic place of judgmental thinking.
Right.
You're comparing
You turn yourself into one of those people that's like, well, in the
right,
book.
Right. And nobody likes that person.
Right. You guys don't like
Sean's face right now.
And part of the hill I've staked my claim on before with this is I don't like to watch the adaptation before reading the book because I don't like to have in my head
the vision
what the characters look like, what they sound like. But I've literally never considered the option of seeing a small part of a world and letting it grow when I read the book. That's literally eye-opening.
I still think it matters that like the movie needs to get certain things pretty right, though. Like if the character is completely different, you were talking on the text thread the other night about the gunslinger and all that, and how you don't like Matthew McConaughey being the man in black.
That is exactly where I wanted to take this conversation. Yes.
Well, I can read your mind.
They've finally gotten around to making the Dark Tower into
movie films,
and Idris Elba will be playing the part of Roland, the gunslinger.
Yeah,
which you know, I don't. That's not my huge issue with the adaptation. It's a lot of people's issue with the adaptation because
of other reasons.
Because of race, right. I mean, I don't want to get into it because I actually think Idris Elba, based on the film or based on the trailers, rather. Looks like he's going to do a pretty good job as Roland.
He's great actor.
And those set pictures and his costume.
Yeah, well,
I'd watch that.
The fucking Idris Elba. Mm-hmm. I mean, he can.
Yeah, but especially in that outfit, yes, please.
He can literally do anything.
Yeah, he's great.
But my issue is
Matthew McConaughey.
He's not dark enough to play the man in black, and that's not a race.
No, yeah, no,
I'm sorry. I don't mean. We were just talking about race. I don't want to get in a whole thing. Yeah. Matthew McConaughey doesn't play the idea of the man in black is that he's supposed to be he's essentially Satan.
He's the devil, right?
But he's also like he's the devil in that he can win you over.
He's charming.
But there's also supposed to be a hint of cynicism, or not sinisterness.
Did you watch the first season of True Detective?
No, I did not.
Yeah.
You might change your mind.
Okay.
I brought that up on the text thing.
Yeah.
But then I thought about it.
I'm not as familiar with the source material as you are, Sean.
I'm not either, so this. I can't
so
speak
I don't
it.
Know. Like, you could still totally be right. But I, like, when that first season came out, I was like, what is this show?
Right.
With fucking Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey. This looks hilarious.
Yeah.
And
it's great.
He is so good in that show. Like, depths of Matthew McConaughey that you would never in a thousand years guessed that he was capable of. Like, absolutely 100% surprising. Now, again, that doesn't mean that he can play this particular character.
He's an Oscar-winning actor. I get that he's more than just
Did he win it for Magic Mike?
No, he won it for Dallas Buyers Club.
Oh, that's right.
And again, don't get me wrong. I know that he's much, much more than All Right, All Right, All Right.
No, but that's not even my point. My point is, I think this, like, the first season of True Detective might give you a little bit more faith.
I think you need,
perhaps.
To me, they've waited so long to make this that they needed to get it right.
Yeah.
And in my head, I didn't obviously get to cast the film, but it would have been Josh Brolin would have been the gunslinger.
That makes sense.
And Ralph Fiennes would have been.
You love him.
I fucking do love him. He's.
Dude, yeah, but he can. I think he's tired of playing a bad guy. I get that feeling from him.
You're tired of. You think he's tired
think
of playing
he's
a bad guy?
Tired, yes.
Based on every character choice he's ever made, ever?
Well, he's the good guy in the James Bond. He's the new M. And I just
is
got that.
Spoilers.
Yeah, I just got that like three movies ago. Spoilers, I need to know the James Bond continuity.
In which one?
In the last two, he's the new M.
Two?
Skyfall, she dies in, at the
yeah,
end
I
of
saw
Skyfall.
That, right?
And then
yeah.
he's the new
Spoilers
M.
Spoilers for movies that I will never fucking watch.
And then the new movie's kind of stinky bad. It's not good.
Isn't, what's his name in it? Christoph Waltz?
Yeah, he's great in everything. He's great in the movie, but he can't. It, but
he can't save it.
I think James Bond, this is a whole tangent. I think James Bond's seen it stay.
Wait, I'm sorry. Are you afraid to go off on a tangent on cracking the spine?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's
this
trying to practice restraint.
This isn't the 2.5 hour podcast that goes.
How would I know?
Exactly.
And again, like, it's not about my expectation of... No, that is exactly what it is. It's 100%.
Yeah, they should get it. They should get it right. I don't know. I think... Getting back sort of to the topic, like, I don't... I did it with Harry Potter, and I love Harry Potter, and I don't feel... And I read... I did it...
What did you do first?
I watched the movies
okay.
up to 6, and then I read 7, and it just... I was like, oh my god, like, this is great. Like, it's still great. The book... I wasn't like, oh, the movies are bad and whatever. And I still enjoyed 7 when we went to go see it. I was like, oh, cool, this is cool. But, like... I think if I would have done it the other way, I probably would have, like, a bug up my ass about it. I'd be... Because that's how I am, right? I get bugs up my ass.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, I wonder if I've been doing myself a disservice
yeah.
by... Well, part of it is, you know, I read a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you?
I do.
You should do a podcast.
I'm thinking about it.
It has to be weekly, though.
I tend to... Well, yeah. I tend to read... books that end up getting turned into movies?
Well, that's the thing. I like
yeah.
They're like running out of fucking ideas.
Yeah, I know. Like they fucking remade Flatliners.
They're
like,
oh my god.
Flatliners.
I know. Like nobody gives a fuck.
Nobody gives a fuck.
I think sometimes like Sean just leaned in real close.
I'm listening.
I know.
I know.
Sometimes, like, I'll see if it's a book that I haven't read and I'll see that, like, they're making an adaptation. I get this thing where I'm like, oh, I should read the book.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yes, exactly.
And then I think, like, Josh, like, sometimes I think that does do me a disservice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, then you're kind of like, well, I don't know. And sometimes I do think it works better in reverse. Like, I mean, I have my own things about, like, the Game of Thrones book, but I was actually really glad that I watched like the first season before I read the first book because it equipped me to understand what the fuck he was trying to say in the first book because that book is really hard to follow.
Right. And like I know
and
that.
So I was glad like I liked that pattern and I realized like that's a whole other thing. Like, you know, they're totally different things now.
Yeah.
And I get it, and that's not what I'm talking about. But I think sometimes like if you watch the adaptation first and then you're inspired to read, A, that's fucking awesome. Read more. That's great.
Yeah.
You know, whatever inspires you to read. And B, it's like this expansion on this world that you liked. And it kind of can set you up for, I don't know, like a great
It's
piece
supplementary,
of entertainment.
I
yeah.
think, in a lot of ways. Like
It like gets you psyched about that world and then you get to like immerse yourself in it in a different way.
I know we talk a lot about like Game of Thrones and like the question kind of we started with that, but like my mom is reading the Game of Thrones books and I've watched the show.
Has she not watched the show?
She has not watched the show.
Okay.
So when I talk
like
to her,
I don't mean to belabor
the
point.
She can't use computer. She can't do it.
Well, you can, I mean, you can watch a show and not be on a computer.
She can't.
He's on YouTube.
She can, Netflix. She can't like, she doesn't, it's too much, but
the television is too much for your mother?
She doesn't know how to work the smart TV that they have, that they bought. It's a whole thing. I'm getting that's enough for podcasts. that's a mom's podcast.
I won't listen to it.
Yeah. So, but like when she talks about the books, she's like, oh, but then this happened. And I'm like, nah, I didn't do that in the show. And I'm like, that's probably good because that sounds dumb. Like, it just feels like that those books have a lot of shit in them that you don't need.
You know how on Facebook...
that's what it ends up coming
yeah.
down to, too. It's like stuff gets cut out Because it needs to be cut out. It
need to be in
because it,
it
doesn't
yeah.
always work in an adaptation.
See, he was going to say
I know that people, especially now, people get really butthurt about that, but...
Sean's so mad.
Just last week, we were talking about fan fiction, right?
Yeah, and just last week.
Yeah, that's what I said. And the idea that you... You know, the that someone who is not, mm-hmm. let's say, Morge B.B. Garten...
Oh, whoa, that's a hard name.
Or George R.R. Martin.
Got it.
Would know better what... Like, the idea that,
yeah.
you, that you... You,
know better
Josh,
than him?
You would say that it doesn't need to be in that world. That's not your world, man.
That's but true, and I agree
not,
with that.
Who's not George R.R. Martin might know better how that world can get translated to a totally separate
different
medium.
Thing. Exactly. Thank you, Zane.
That's, like... This is not, you're not just rewriting the story for
right.
like another novel. You are adapting it to a totally different medium.
It has
medium.
To feel and look
and
a certain way.
Right. And it also has constraints.
Yeah. Couldn't the same argument be made for, I don't know, let's say Star Trek in the 1960s as opposed to the 2010s, that you're writing not for a different media, but for a different audience who has different expectations?
That's a totally
think,
different thing.
I think this
thing.
Is the part where I get up and I leave.
People are the same throughout history. They like good stories. That's never been any different. Still has to be a good story.
So, yeah, the only example I can think of when I saw the movie before I read the book and the book expanded on it, and you guys are making fun of me because you have previously.
Yeah, well,
is it
that,
Revenge of the Nerds?
Oh, please, God, let it be Revenge of the Nerds.
No, it's not. And by the way, listeners, if anybody can find a novelization of Revenge of the Nerds,
holy shit,
I would pay top fucking dollar.
I can just picture the cover
I'd
right now.
Make some sort of present for
oh
whoever
my God.
Sent us that.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
That would
oh
be amazing.
God. I need this.
Putting out a bounty.
It's yeah, we're putting it out there. No, I was gonna say Snakes on a Plane.
Oh really?
Yeah. The novelization of Snakes on a Plane...
I was close.
...makes... Right? You kind of were. makes that movie make a lot,
more,
sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, like...
I think we talked about this before.
We definitely talked about this
Yeah,
before.
When I was a kid, I read the Star Wars novelization, and they left in... They must have seen the script, like, the actual script before he edited it, and there's shit in the book that isn't in the movie, and I was like, what the fuck?! Like, I was like, what is this shit? It was like I was reading a whole, like, secret, like, entry, and, like,
well, you,
I had no idea. And that was before, like, deleted. See, nobody knew about that shit.
You end up getting, like, the thoughts of character. Like, you can't really
yeah.
convey thought on film very well,
right.
like Christopher Nolan. But it's a really interesting idea that Agata has brought up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a good way of looking at it. It's a very... I don't know. It's just very democratic, diplomatic
yeah.
way of looking at it.
Yeah, I like because that's I don't always get super possessive over like books or these worlds that I read about or watch. And I feel like I'm very forgiving when it comes to adaptations and stuff. Like, well, stuff needed to be changed, and I missed that plot line, but I understand why they cut it out or whatever. I know you're not.
I'm not at all.
We have an entire show based around you're not.
Several.
No, I mean the whole concept of the podcast.
Not just one of the shows. 86 of them.
How are you going to give them all?
But I like that sort of approach that it's, like, that's such, like you said, like, it's diplomatic. It's almost
yeah.
a very innocent, like,
yeah.
good-hearted thing.
It's a good way
just
to
like,
look at
oh,
it.
It's just like a... Like, it's an introduction to this world. Like, you can
right.
kind of dip your toes in, watch the show or watch the movie, and then, like...
I fucking love this topic because it made me think
in.
About things that I haven't thought about before.
Yeah.
And it's been a long time since I've done that, like, in relation to books.
Yeah.
It's a really interesting... Dude, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't know. Like, I don't know. I feel like, with the King Killer Chronicle...
Mm-hmm.
I said it right.
I'll
you
be...
You had a week to practice.
I'll be upset...
He's doing it in the mirror.
King Killer Prom.
King's Kid. No. Oh, shit. Idiot. You're the worst. You're the worst. They're going to fire you. Anyway, you're making a point.
I feel like I'll be upset when they ultimately do change something. I feel if
that's in the works, right?
There's a fucking show. I think there's a movie and a game. I think they're doing like a game, like some kind of.
But the good news, game. The good news
like
is
a tabletop game?
Like a video game.
Oh,
the good news is that Patrick Rothfuss has complete oversight of all of it.
That's true.
And the better news is that the producer is Lin-Manuel Miranda,
who did such things as Go
Hamilton and Moana.
Never saw Hamilton, and Moana is a movie film, I believe, is Pixar.
Hamilton is the most Tony Award-winning musical of all time.
It beat out Cats. Finally, somebody got those cats out of there.
Moana is a Disney, not Pixar, movie.
Oh, I thought it was Pixar. Sorry.
The point of the matter is he's a musical writer.
Okay.
And the music plays very heavy in the world.
Oh, true. Right. Yes.
The King's Killers, Chronicles.
He's a sick lutist.
And, you know, they're not going to get it perfect because they never do.
They never do.
No, no.
But they're going to get it right.
We were talking last week.
I can't wait to hear you rage about this one.
Remember the timestamp, 31 minutes and about 10 seconds into episode 86.
Hey, guys, maybe I'm mellowing in my old age.
Yeah, okay.
It's going to be different when I edit it.
People usually mellow in their old age. Yeah. They don't become more crotchety.
No, I've actually gotten a lot better about not being so butthurt.
He said I'm next.
Take a break.
Whoa!
That was my glasses, you guys, not my hair. What?
What?
Well, it's true.
He's right.
Episode 86 of Cracking the Spine. I'm still Zane.
I'm Sean again.
I'm Josh.
So
this is the third part of the show.
Yeah, this is the part where we say to you guys,
man, what do we do during this part?
This is the part where we say to you guys that, you know, even after 86 weeks, we're getting shows because we're getting awesome topics from listeners.
Send us more.
Please do.
We're not desperate or anything, but if we were, we would really need them.
But also, don't feel like, because we've talked about a topic before, that it's out of bounds, because we've definitely done television and movie adaptations of novels before, but we got a new wrinkle on it tonight.
Mm-hmm.
A wrinkle in time.
Speaking of which
will be coming out in film too.
If you have, like, what do you do? Do you read first, watch later, read later?
Yes.
Let us know.
Yes, the audience participation part of the show.
Tweet at us at the Twitter, which is what Zane will say next.
At Cracking Spine.
See?
Or just send it to at Henderson1949 /
my pop-up's 69 Twitter.
_
420.
Eat my butt.
24/7.
_ No, it's # eat my butt. That's my tagline now.
Was it ectogism?
Erectoplasm.
Now, yeah.
I just thought of
it. It's probably on Urban Dictionary now.
Probably.
You can get it on Urban Dictionary coffee mug. # eat my butt.
# eat my butt.
You said it.
I know. It's good.
He's such a good writer.
I know. I'm so funny.
CrackingTheSpineShow@gmail.com. Mm-hmm.
Subreddit.
Subreddit.
Subreddit's good.
Or reddit.com/r/crackingthespinepod.
Fuck yes, I got one right after 86 fucking weeks. You guys are pretty active on that.
Yeah.
Subreddit.
Yeah.
I can tell because I lurk.
Oh, God. He's lurking on Twitter, too. So I don't believe that he's
lurking
not there.
On Twitter. I'm managing our Twitter account. Ooh. I just deleted my own personal one.
I'll delete your own personal.
I'll delete your own face.
Nice. Okay.
Good. I need a new one because this one's done.
We'll see you all next week.
Yes. 7 days from now. We'll be back.
Absolutely.
We love you.
Thanks for listening.
Like an atomic clock.
check them out. Books, check them out. At your library.